Increased traffic, safety concerns, density, height, noise, sight lines. It was all on the table at Tuesday night's public meeting to discuss three residential towers at 303 Cundles Road E, located near Duckworth Street and Highway 400 in Barrie. Developer Penedy, North Barrie, has applied to revise the site-specific zoning provisions under the general commercial with special provisions zoning to facilitate the development of these proposed towers of 8, 11 and 12 stories, and the 505 total residential units they would contain on almost 4.8 acres of land. Steve Kinsella, who lives on Pacific Avenue near the proposed development, said his main concern is with the site's entrance and the 500-plus residential units that could accommodate an extra 1,000 vehicles a day going into the complex. I have visually seen accidents occur at the intersection right now, and there is a constant near-miss accident every 2 to 3 hours per day, he said. It is a 50-kilometer zone, however cars are well over the speed limit. Kinsella also noted this as a main ambulance route to Royal Victoria Regional Health Centre, RVH, and for firefighters to gain access to Highway 400. It needs a set of lights to be installed, stoplights, at the intersection of Pacific which will help control the traffic flow on Cundles, slow it down and give people a proper chance to cross the road, he said. It should be paid for by the developer, not come out of the tax base. Barbara Marshall, who lives on Lionsgate Boulevard, also made a couple of points about the development. It needs to be identified that the developer is the owner of the North Barrie, Crossing Shopping Center, retail area, so getting 505 new, current units certainly does add to the customer base, she said. Nobody is arguing that the city of Barrie doesn't need more rental units, or that we don't realize there is a critical shortage of rental units to address the housing needs of many deserved Barrie families, Marshall added. Is this a compact use of land, or is this sort of, you know, excessive? Stephen Parker lives on the fifth floor 295 Cundles Road E, which he says offers a view of nearby Little Lake and forested land. I believe this will be completely ruined by the building of an 11-story building. It means that my windows facing east will be less than 100 feet, in fact 29.1 meters, from the windows of this new building. Frankly, I think that is horribly close, he said. I'm not sure how the city can justify building developments that are less than 100 feet apart. I think that's totally unacceptable, added Parker, who moved to Barrie in mid-June after 47 years in Brampton. I would have to seriously consider moving if such a development would be made. Cown. Anne-Marie Kungle, who represents this area of Barrie, had a series of questions for city planning staff and the developer's planning consultant. There is a concern for what we're already seeing in traffic behavior, she said. Also mentioning concerns for noise and Ontario's Transportation Ministry, MTO, installing sound barriers to deal with the proximity to Highway 400. 6 to 12 stories, it seems like a very substantial jump, Kungle said of the proposed height and density. Under current zoning, residential building height is to be 6 stories and the maximum residential unit count is to be 200. Although 120 units already exist in the form of 2 6-story residential apartment buildings, known as the Junction. This would bring the unit count to 625, 505 plus 120. Also, the minimum rear yard setback is being proposed at 3.5 meters when 7 meters is the standard on this property, which fronts Cundles Road East and Highway 400. A public meeting is one of the first stages of Barrie's planning process. A staff report to planning committee is anticipated in early 2023 for consideration of the proposed rezoning. Should City Council approve the rezoning, a site plan application would also be required to development this property.